Chapter 6. This subject matter is understandably most difficult for military veterans, their families, and others who have been deeply committed to serving their country. Those who have fought, been wounded, or lost friends in battle may find any questions about the legitimacy of their cause to be emotionally intolerable. Emotions, however understandable, simply do not change reality. What if your government sends you halfway around the world to kill other people's friends and family, and it turns out that most or all of the exercise is based upon lies? What if you kill all those people only to find out later that your cause is politically dishonest, legally indefensible, and morally wrong? Does your emotional investment in these horrible events change the facts of the matter? Many Vietnam veterans had their post-war trauma exacerbated by horrible uncertainty or guilt about their participation in the war, as well as extreme anger over what they found out later about the circumstances and conduct of that war. Can it ever be right to take out your grief or anger upon people who may have not been your real enemy in the first place? Is patriotism truly about supporting the current government in your country, regardless of how corrupt it may be? Is it patriotic to defend corrupted principles and selfish, dishonest policies? Is patriotism defensible in a morally bankrupt society? There is a power in the world today perhaps unimagined even in the days of Rome or Alexander the Great. Though largely unrecognized, the base of this power resides in a smoke and mirrors, debt-based money system that has been foisted upon the entire world, resulting in a consolidation of resource ownership surely unparalleled in recorded history. This, in turn, is facilitated by terrifying military might in the hands of a relatively few rulers, a military might against which the vast majority of the people of the world stands helpless. Literally billions of people in the world see the very purposes of their lives being thwarted by the takeover of their lands and culture by what they view as the great Satan, a power that refuses to leave them alone. How different is this from the sentiments that spawned the American Revolution? If powerful forces based in one's own country are offending and enraging people of other lands, what is one's moral duty? Can one behave morally and ignore the situation, condone it, actively support it, and then fly into a rage against the victims of that violence when, after decades of abuse, they finally have had enough and decide to strike back? What if one's own experience has repeatedly demonstrated that the most powerful institutions in one's own nation are utterly self-serving, dishonest, and predatory? What is the moral justification for condemning one's neighbors without first rooting out the evil from one's own house and forcing the facts out into the open? Blood may be thicker than water, but it most assuredly is not thicker than truth.